Blog Talk Radio.
Thankful to be with you on tonight. We thank God for Eddie Bo Robinson and the music. Amen. I get excited about the word of God, and we are certainly excited on tonight. Amen. As we have with us the magnificent Prophetess Tanya Thompson. Amen. I love this sister,
praise
y'all. You know, God places people in my life, and I never know when, I never know how. But sometimes you meet a person and you just connect. And this prophet is one of those that God just allowed me to connect with while I was in Georgia, amen, for a women's conference with Pastor Yolanda and Smith, amen. And this sister,
thank you, Jesus.
Y'all call your friends, tell them to come on and get on the line, tell them to listen in on Facebook, on Blog Talk. They're not going to want to miss this because it's a powerful sister with a powerful testimony, and I believe on tonight that she is going to release a word from the Lord that is going to bless the body of Christ. And so with that, Pastor, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can move and flow as the Spirit leads. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, good evening to you out there, and I'd like to say greetings to everyone, and thank you so much, Apostle Valerie Burrell. I'm so grateful, so honored to God for you, for your ministry, for your love, for your sisterhood. I thank God for you, and you're absolutely right. There comes a time when God will connect us with people, with those that God has raised up, and, you know, to love you and to support you. I'm so honored to be here. I do have, you know, quite a story that to tell, and I want to tell all of those that are out there that are listening to me. I want you to come with your hearts open, with your mind ready, your hearts open and ready to receive whatever the Lord is going to speak through me to you. I am a person that truly believes that the Lord will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings, but we've got to be in a position. We've got to be in a position to receive, just like the 5,000 that were out there, you know, in the wilderness when Jesus had the disciples to break the bread, and Jesus was giving out the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 pieces of fish. First, he told the disciples to tell the people to get into position. They had to get into position in order to receive, and that's what God wants from us. And so I want to give you a little bit of a background about me. I guess she told you I am Tanya Thompson, and I am a registered nurse. I work as an educator, and I love what I do. I've got a little bit of history as a nurse of working in different areas, different specialties. But I grew up as a child of a minister. My dad pastored a church back in Oklahoma many years ago, back in the 70s. And as a child, even back then, I loved the Lord with all my heart. And I had always been told that there were giftings and callings around my life, but, you know, as a child, this is something that you don't quite understand. I grew up, you know, in the church, and I married a minister, and we were called into the United Methodist ministry and called into a church, appointed a church. And as many of you know, when God is moving in your life and things are happening in your life, the enemy is, he's seeking to whom he can devour. He's going to and fro throughout the earth, as the word tells us. And we always have to be on guard. We always have to make sure that our prayer life is solid, our relationship with God is solid, that we are truly walking in Ephesians 6, where he talks about having on the whole armor of God, because that is a lifestyle. that we have to have, that we've got that whole armor on, so that we can be protected against the evil one. So my husband and I had, or my ex-husband and I had been appointed to this church. We were really excited about what we knew God was going to do. And during that time, I became quite depressed. I started to let my guard down in terms of my relationship with the Lord. I didn't pray as much. I didn't seek God as much. And I just pretty much allowed myself to be an open vessel to receive hits and attacks, spiritual attacks from the enemy. And during that time, I became involved in a relationship with someone that was ungodly. And this relationship went on for 13 years. And during that time, I knew, you know, of course, that this was something that was not of God. I felt not just convicted, but I was condemned in this. You know, I had been a child in the ministry, been in the ministry all my life. And I began to have visions of hell. We went on in this relationship, planning a wedding, the whole nine yards. And the Lord began to seriously deal with me that this was not of him. This was someone that had joined our church. This was actually a young lady that had been watching and planning, apparently, to make this move. And during the 13 relationship with her, you know, I felt as if I no longer could do the things of God, of course, that I had walked so far away from God, I'd fallen down so far, that there was just no way I could get back up. But how many of you know that just the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that when God has plans for us, I had mentioned this before, that those plans are not void, that God's callings and plans are something that he is not repentant of. And that means that if he's given you a gift, if he has a call that's on your life, if he has a plan for your life, there is no devil in hell that can thwart that plan, and that God's plan is going to come to fruition. So I go through this relationship, and I began to seek God toward the end of that time about what I was going through, and I really wanted to be free of this. I wanted to be set free. I wanted to be delivered. I would feel uncomfortable in certain settings, especially in church, and rightly so. And one day, the Lord opened up a door, and I took it. I took it. And I made a vow to God. I said, you know, if you get me out of this situation, I won't ever go back. That lasted all of 4 months. This young lady continued to pursue me even after I had wised up and had given my life back to the Lord. But here again, when you're not steadfast in the word, when you're not steadfast in your relationship, you're not seeking God, you leave that window of opportunity for the devil to come in. And I did that, and I allowed her to come back into my life, and she was in my life for another year. And I prayed again. At this point, we're planning a wedding. I know what's wrong. I'm having visions of hell. I'm feeling convicted. And the opportunity arose again, and this time, I took this opportunity, and I ran. And I ran with a vengeance. And I have not looked back since. The word of God tells us that any man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. We have to continue to move forward. We have to continue to press, you know, to allow God to do his will in our lives. And we have to put ourselves in position. During those years of being in that relationship, I was not in position. But you can always, always turn to God and get yourself in position. There is no sin. There is no situation, no circumstance that God can't deliver you from. I am a walking, living testimony of that. I suffered years of abuse by the hand of my mom, many years of abuse at her hand. I had even suffered sexual abuse as a child. So I went through some things, and probably during that time in that relationship with that young lady, I was probably seeking acceptance. I was going through a period of depression. So, I allowed that window of opportunity to be available for the enemy to attack. But God is so wonderful. Hallelujah. And he is so gracious and he is so merciful that he never leaves us. He says in his word, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And he's not a man that he should lie. What God says he will do, he will do. He will always be there. As in Isaiah 41, he tells us that if we take hold of his right hand, that he will take care of us, that he will be there for us, and that we are safe in his arms. So I want to encourage anyone who's listening tonight to know that whatever situation that you find yourself in, be it homosexuality, be it sexual abuse, be it alcoholism, drug addiction, prostitution, or just plain on just whatever rebellion that you are going through in your life, that God can deliver you. He can set you free. And the enemy will always try to trick you into thinking that you are a hopeless cause, that you are without hope, that God feels as if you're lost forever, in that you've done something so wrong and so bad that he's turned his eye away from you. And that is so far from the truth. Let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, that during that period of when I was in that relationship, the Lord was with me during that time, even in that, because he continued to place feelings of conviction in my heart. He continued to put in my mind that I knew that this was not of him, that this was not the right thing to do. And he would give me little whispers in my spirit that I could leave this and I could turn to him. No matter where you are, God is always there. In the deepest, darkest pit, God is always there. He was with Joseph during his trials and tribulations. He was with the prophet Daniel during his trials and tribulations when he was in the lion's den. We all know the story. He was with Samuel when he was fighting against the Philistines. He was with David. And I will tell you, he can be with us. He is with us always. And the enemy doesn't want us to know that. He wants us to feel defeated, rejected. He wants us to be ashamed and humiliated to the point to where we will never come out of bondage. But I speak to you all tonight to let you know that the Holy Spirit wants to set the captives free. He wants to deliver you out of your bondage, whatever that is. And he loves you. He loves you with a love so deep that we cannot even begin to fathom. We can't even begin to imagine the love that's so deep. I tell you, it's so deep that he gave his only begotten son so that we will be saved. And if that's not love, I don't know what is. But I want to encourage whoever is listening to me tonight to know that there is a balm in Gilead, and he will heal you. He will mend the broken pieces, and he can put you back together again. But you got to trust him. You got to trust and know that he's there, that he's not far from you at all. You know, there are times that we feel like God is so far away, but it's not that God leaves us, but we leave God. But he's there. And I want to encourage you. I hope that there's something that is said that encourages your heart, that uplifts your spirit, and helps you to know and to understand that we serve a mighty God, that he is wonderful, and that he is awesome. And he is loving and he is gentle. He is not this big, huge being that sits up in the heavens and he's trying to issue out types of a punishment. You know, sometimes in the church realm, we probably feel as if, you know, God is this huge being that all he does is he punishes the wrongdoers, you know, or those of us who sin. But God is loving. He's just. He's just, but he's loving. Do know that you can come to him no matter what it is that you're experiencing. After I left that relationship and turned my life over to God, I began to experience a peace and a joy. And it's true what the Word of God tells us, that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And I began to feel that peace and that joy that surpasses all human understanding. But when we trust in God, I mean, really put our trust and our faith and our hope in Him, He shows us. He shows us what He can do and what He's been wanting to do in our lives. So I pray and I hope and I pray that under the sound of my voice that you can feel the Spirit of the Lord permeate your very being, that you can feel Him touch your heart, soften your heart. Don't harden your heart against that pricking that you feel, that inkling that you feel. That's the Holy Spirit. You know, the enemy may be coming at you with both barrels, telling you that you're not good enough. But I'm here to serve the devil notice right now that on tonight that there will be captives set free, that bondages will be loosened, shackles will be broken, and lives will be set free. And I thank you. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Praise God.
Glory, glory.
Glory
to
God.
You know, one thing that I thank God for, sis, is your willingness to be truthful about what you experienced. Mm-hmm. And I can certainly appreciate that because in these last few years, being transparent before God's people is something that is necessary. People don't want you to tell them what they can and cannot do when you've not experienced any of it. I can't talk to anybody about drugs because I've never done drugs. Can't talk to anybody about alcoholism because I can't drink. I still can't drink. I just never worked for me. Amen. But I can talk to somebody about abuse. I can talk to somebody about being a manipulator. I can talk to somebody about failed marriages. I can talk to you, and I can witness to you about the goodness of the Lord and how God can redeem us with the things that I've experienced.
Yes,
and I bless God for you on tonight, being able to share your
praise
testimony
God.
Of God's love and how He can draw us up out of anything, out of anything.
Amen.
When we put ourselves in a place where we're ready to receive from Him, I just give God praise. I thank God for all the callers that are
praise
on tonight.
God.
Amen. Those
Amen.
Who are from near and far, praise God. We just thank you. We have a sister on the line from California on tonight who's seeking some things from God. And I'm going to bring her live again because I have some powerful intercessors and prophets and apostles on the line on tonight. And we just want to be able to encourage this sister. Amen. So I'm going to bring her back on. We've got the time. Amen. God bless you.
Thank
God bless you, my sister from California. Amen, amen.
Praise God.
Prophet Tanja with us. Amen. We have Prophet Williams on the line. We have Apostle Hopkins on the line. We have Prophet Tori on the line as well. Amen. So we've got a house full of people who are connected with the ear of God, the heart of God.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen. God, this is just for you, my sister. This is just for you. Amen. Amen.
Praise
if you want to, if you don't have to disclose your name, amen, but just sort of tell us a little bit about yourself and how you've been pressing in to hear from God and to receive from God what you feel you need in your life at this time. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
My name is Donna. I'm from California. I'm 64. I've never been married. I have been in relationships, though, and I was in a relationship about 12 years ago. He passed, and I haven't been in one, and I would love to meet someone and get married one day. And every morning I meditate. I go into prayer, and then I go into the silence for 40 minutes. I do that every morning, and then I swim for an hour and a half in a pool nonstop, and I say prayers then, and I ask God to please bring me these things that, you know, I would like to live in a home and I would like to, you know, be married and travel and, you know, have a best friend. And yeah, so these are the things that I want because I don't have kids and I'm pretty much all by myself most of the time.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Amen.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind about what you do and how you prepare yourself to hear from God, that's an awesome thing. But the Word of God says that a man that findeth a good wife, findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And often, I'm going to speak for me. There was a period of time in my life that I was alone. And I got quiet. I really stopped asking God for a mate, a spouse. I really wanted God to work on me to make sure that I was ready for what He had in store for me. So sometimes I had a wise older man to say to me that sometimes if you want to be found, you've got to get in the way. And I was like, what do you mean, sir? What do you mean, sir? And we sort of laughed. He said, sometimes you have to get in the way. And what he was pretty much saying to me is that as I took the time to prepare myself to be the wife, getting in the way meant that sometimes I'd have to go outside of my comfort zone. I'd have to go to new places. I'd have to go to new events. I'd have to encounter new groups of people and enlarge my circle of influence because what I need is probably out there waiting for me, but I had to be in the place where I could be found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Todd, do you have anything? And we've got other prophets on the line. If you have something you would like to share with our sister, please do call in. Amen. Hit one and I'll bring you live. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, yes, my sister, I agree with Apostle Valerie is saying. After that breakup, the Lord began to deal with me about getting myself ready, but also making myself available. I would cry out to the Lord about being in a relationship again, and because for me, I wanted to be in the right relationship. In other words, heterosexual. I had been living that lifestyle for so long, and I felt so good to be free of that. And for lack of a better way of saying it, I wanted to feel normal again. And so I began to really cry to God about having a mate. And I started to do things on my own, like Sarah in the Bible. I kind of intervened, and it didn't work out. It's when we put things in our own hands and we try to take it out of God's hands, it doesn't work out. But you are doing absolutely the right thing, like Apostle Valerie said, your meditation and your prayer in the morning. I love that, having that time. But I will also say that's part of taking care of you, that self-care, because see, you've already got your mind and the mindset of a wife because you're taking care of you, mind, soul, body, and spirit. Okay? So now, my sister, to step out, you know, to mingle, to meet, take yourself out to dinner, to a movie, live life.
Yeah.
Enjoy life. Because it's almost as if you're holding back. You're preparing yourself, but you're preparing yourself behind the shadow. And you want to come out of the shadows, out of the dark, and into the marvelous light and allow yourself to be found. Because when Boaz found Ruth, Ruth was in position. She was in a place. She was in the fields. She was where she could be seen.
Amen.
Do you want to be where you're going to be? And I feel that the Lord is directing me to say to you, just like with Valerie, allow yourself to be seen because you're on the right track, but you don't want to hide yourself. And I know you're a beautiful woman. I can hear you. You know, you have a beautiful spirit. You're full of life. So,
amen.
Yes.
Yeah, I do have a few trips planned. I'm going to a 7-day retreat in the Redwoods in Northern California, and then I'm going to Lake Tahoe for a week, and then I'm going to go to my brother's, and then I'm going to my sister's, and then in December I'm going to go to Vegas for 7 days. So at least I'm getting out. I am getting out there. Yeah, where I could possibly
live. Awesome. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise Amen. God.
Well,
Amen.
Look forward to hearing the great thing that God does in your life. We thank God that He will answer your prayers. Amen. That you will be found and you will be found
Amen.
By the right man. Amen. Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much for calling. And God bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much.
God bless
much.
You.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
You too. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. We thank God. We thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
We thank God.
Amen.
It's all about empowering. And once we've been empowered, that's our motto. Once we've been empowered, we take the responsibility to empower someone else. And that's what you've done tonight in sharing your testimony, Prophet. You have, and you
Thank
are
God.
Continuing to empower people who have been in bondage and shackles behind shame. They've been in bondage
Praise
behind
God.
Resentment. Resentment of self even more than they are resenting other people. Fear, all these things that come behind the brokenness of relationships that attach themselves to us, you are now a testimony that indeed who the Son sets free is free indeed. So we bless
Amen.
God for you on tonight. So what new, what exciting things, Amen, has God opened up for you as you have now begun to share your story and you're making an impact in that region and now worldwide? What new things has God spoken to you regarding this freedom?
The Lord has really been moving me towards women's ministry. Since that conference, I've had a few women that have reached out to me regarding, you know, their situation and for me to, you know, encourage them. And it's been so liberating. I can't even begin to put words to it. And He's also been dealing with me about my missions ministry, my global missions ministry. But it seems to be that it's more to women, because, as you know, women tend to, we carry such a load. We carry a lot of bondage, a lot of pain, a lot of hurt. We shoulder a lot. You've got a lot of single women out there for whatever reason, a lot of single mothers that are out there. And it just seems like the backbone of families seems to fall on the shoulders of the women a lot of times in this day and age. So I feel the Lord has moved me into more of women's ministry. And I'm prayerful about it. Just allowing Him to guide me as he's showing me these things and opening up those doors. And I'm so excited. I'm so grateful. It's very humbling, to be honest with you. I never expected in a million years to be in this position, but I'm grateful to God. I'm a willing vessel, a willing servant. I want to do God's will. Yes.
Amen. Well,
Amen.
I know you've heard it, but this is only the beginning. Other things
Praise
that the
Lord
has in store for you because of your willingness and your authenticity, and you ain't scared. You ain't scared.
Amen.
There's
Amen.
Some folks that they have to talk, but they're scared. They're scared for real. They'll give you a little bit of truth, but they don't want to be the whole truth because they don't want people looking at them sideways. I can roll with a sister that ain't scared. I can roll with a sister that ain't scared.
Praise the Lord.
I ain't scared either. Amen. I ain't scared.
Amen.
Well, I mean, I just saw that. I ain't scared. And we just bless God for that. We bless God for that.
Amen.
For what He's
Amen.
Done and for what He's continued to do. And listen, I want you to be in prayer, because I've spoken to Prophet, and I'm starting Hear Me Roar Women's Conference in October here in West Virginia, Bluefield. And then I'll be in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, with the same Women's Conference, Hear Me Roar, RVA, in January. We're looking at venues in the state of Maryland. We're looking at venues in the state of North Carolina. I'm prayerful and looking for possible venues in Atlanta, Georgia, so that we can
Thank
take
God.
This conference out and be able to empower women who know that they have heard from God. They know that they have purpose. They know that they have something that people need, but they've been afraid to release it. And so with Hear Me Roar Conference, women, Kingdom Women releasing their sound, it's my desire, my heart's desire, that God would open up these venues, that we'll be able to go. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm working with Apostle Gloria. We are also doing a men's conference, healing the hurt, healing the wound. I know I got that wrong, Apostle Gloria. Amen. But we're also going over to the West Coast next year. Amen. Prayerfully taking Hear Me Roar and Healing the Wounds for Men in Arizona and California next summer as well. So we want you all to be prayerful for us as we are embarking on this venture for the coming year. Amen. If you're in a city and you would love for us to come and bring either conference or both, please inbox me, send me an email at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or send me a message on Facebook. All we need is a space and a place and a time, and if travel allows, we will be there to help empower God's men and women, because it's time for us to lift up our men, because they're kings. Amen. We want them to know who they are. We want to honor them in their rightful places. I share with you all today, I'm character coach for men's basketball at Bluefield College, and today I had every one of my players and coaches to put on a crown. And I told them to tell me what is an attribute of a king. And they just began to shout them out. And I said, now, for every attribute that you called out, I need you to put your name before it. My name is so-and-so. I have this attribute because I am a king. I said, I need you to recognize who you are. And they received it, and I was rejoicing. But that what we did for those young men on today, we want to do all across the United States. We want our men to know that they are kings and that we honor them. And they have been hiding hurt and pain and shame much like we do. And they carry it so much differently. But we want to give them an outlet so that they can be free and be free indeed, so they can take their rightful places in their homes and stand up and be the voice, because God knows that some of us women, we try to run the house. We don't let them be a king. Mm-hmm. We want to be the queen and the king. But it's time for us to get in our places, amen, so that our men can stand up and be who God has called them to be. So we are excited, amen, about what God is doing and the great people that he's going to use to get it done. Because I declare unto you that if we get a venue in Atlanta, Georgia, you'll be hearing Prophet Tanya again, amen, and she's going to just go on and preach, amen.
Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. That's our plan.
Amen.
That's our plan. Amen. Amen. So we thank you, my sister. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Before we go, though, can you give us a little information about your global mission, Angel Cart? Can you give us some insight and some information about that? Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. So Angel's Heart is a ministry that the Lord placed in my heart back in 2012. And initially I was thinking the way I was going to go with that was having to do with nurses and a retreat for nurses. But it was something that I couldn't quite feel a peace about that. And in 2017, last year, the Lord made it very plain to me that this was to be a global missionary ministry. I was a director of a community outreach for a nursing organization called Black Nurses Rock, and we would do a lot of community outreach. And I'll never forget the first outreach that we did. There was something that I just felt deep within that was so profound, and it was like the Lord just spoke to me right then and there and said, this is it. This is what Angel's Heart needs to be about. So this is a global missions ministry in which I will be traveling the globe. My targeted areas are going to be places in Africa. I plan to go to Kenya, and I plan to go to Haiti in 2019, in the winter of 2019. Those are two places that I'll be heading to. But it's to use my skill set as a nurse to do medical ministry. As a nurse, I've had so many opportunities to pray with patients. It's been profound. I've actually been in the presence of angels who were patients. It's just amazing. So all of this just came together when the Lord gave me this this organization, this Angel's Heart, spoke that to me, and I will use my my skill set as a nurse to deliver medical training and to others who are going to be traveling with me, and we're going to go and we're going to minister. We're going to minister to the poor, to the disenfranchised, to those in need, especially the mothers who are poor in teach them how to care for their children, how to care for themselves. I want to teach them about self-care and things of that nature, and just give back. Just give back. But that's what it is.
Amen. Amen. I love that. I've done some global missions work as well. I've gone to Africa a couple times.
Awesome.
So once you've been there,
we have to talk about that. Yes,
certainly changes. So we bless God for that. We thank you. Know that we are praying for you in all that
praise
you endeavor
God,
to do
in
the kingdom. And we pray even now, Father, that doors are going to be open. God, we thank you that resources will be sent. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for the networks that will come and join her in her endeavors to go forth and minister not only the gospel, but minister caring and love, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. The word declares that I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men that which he has in store for you, my sisters. So as you continue to prepare yourself, amen, know that he's preparing a place for you, some that you will even be in the presence. You'll sit at the table before your enemies, and God will do a miraculous work such that you cannot deny that the Lord did it. The Lord did it. The Lord did it. And because he did it, it is marvelous in the sight of all that see it. So know that we love you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Love
you
too. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you all so much for joining us on this evening. Amen. Next week, y'all watch my Facebook page. The last week of September. That's not the right math. No, the last week of August. Look, I'm just so happy in the Lord right now. We'll have a quick word on next Sunday. But on the 27th through the 31st, each night at 8 p.m., there will be a speaker, because that's going to be a week of revival. It's going to be entitled Growing in Grace. We're going to be hearing from Prophet Nimi Hickman. We're going to hear from Elder Rosalind Christian. We're going to hear from Evangelist Gil Joyner. We're going to hear from Apostle Gloria Hawkins and myself on Friday the 31st. And all of this is pre-birthday, because my birthday is on September 1st. And God said he wants to talk about how we've grown in grace that final week before my birthday. So, y'all, that'll be a quick word. I'll release a quick word on next Sunday. But the whole week, the 27th through the 31st, we want you to join us as often as you can at 8 p.m. each night. Amen. As we hear a word from the Lord about growing in grace. On tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., we will be having our intercessory prayer. We ask that you please send in your prayer requests. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Find our page, The Empowerment Place, LLC, or some of our intercessors. Amen. Send in your prayer requests. God is answering prayer. He is answering prayer.
Amen.
And we give him praise for it. As always, as I've shared with you earlier, empower yourself daily. If it's read a new book, go to a new place, meet new people, enlarge your circle, do something to empower yourself every day. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take responsibility and empower someone else. Until next week, we say God bless you, we love you, and have a great night.